Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Author Julie Venables has written a charming, touching, and important book for children, The Day I Carried the King. The unlikely hero is a small donkey named Jasper, who became integral to the story of Jesus, the Messiah, and his triumphal entry into Jerusalem only days before the crucifixion. The special children's book is destined to become a classic. When not painting and writing, Julie spends much of her time traveling outside her English homeland. Her passion is to share the joy and faithfulness of Christ wherever he opens the doors of opportunity. Julie's lifetime goal is to offer the precious gift of salvation to children and adults alike. And Julie Venables, author of The Day I Carried the King, joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. Thank you for having me on your show.
It is a pleasure. What a delightful children's book, a meaningful children's book that you've written, and I'm really looking forward to talking about this. Where did this idea come from? I love what you've done with the story, the way you captured the attention by using the animals, drawing us all, children and adults alike, into the story. What was the inspiration? Where did the story idea come from?
Well, you know, for many listeners, the answer may sound kind of strange, but I can't claim that the idea came from my own imagination, because the inspiration really came from my Heavenly Father. I was doing artwork for another Christian's project, and I was telling the Lord how much I was enjoying doing what he had me working on, and I heard him impress me in my spirit that I would be illustrating my own book. And the title came into my thoughts, The Day I Carried the King, and as you can imagine, I was very surprised. So I wrote it down, but I didn't get the story itself until many months later. One night I was about to go to sleep, and I was prompted to sit up and turn the light on and get pen and paper and start to write. And the Holy Spirit just gave me the whole story, and I never changed a word from that first draft. So all the glory goes to the Lord. It's his book. I'm just the channel.
That is an amazing story, and the fact that you were able to write it and what you wrote that night turns into the actual manuscript is just amazing. Uh-huh. You had great, great guidance, obviously, in telling this story. I mentioned children and adults when I'm talking about the book. Who is this book aimed at? I always look at some of these books aimed for children, and adults can learn probably as much as the child can in reading the book. Who is this book aimed for?
Well, you know, really, it's to children of all ages. The scriptures say that we're all children of God, and the story seems to touch the hearts of adults just as much as the children. I think there's a small child still somewhere inside all of us. However, it is mainly for younger children, and in a world where children come from broken homes and the standards of the world are so unrealistic, the celebrities displayed in front of young minds are demanding perfection in fashion and appearance that so many children feel often rejected and unloved. These celebrities become role models and they can't be lived up to, and it causes children to be very self-critical. And then emotional issues arise when their peer groups make fun of them and reject them. Many times they're bullied, tormented, because they're not wearing the latest in-thing fashion or appearance.
Yes.
So primarily it's to that group, and you know, many of them have never even heard of Jesus.
That's amazing, and this is a great way to introduce Jesus and this remarkable story. The book is The Day I Carried the King by Julie Venables. That's V as in Victor, E-N-A-B-L-E-S, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Julie's Amazon page or find out about the book, order it there as well. Holiday season, a great gift idea, The Day I Carried the King by Julie Venables. So what you talk about is so important, because I would really find it difficult to be a child growing up now with social media, having a child grow up now with social media.
Yes.
It really is a challenging time, isn't it? And for a parent to continue their life and to constantly be vigilant to see what their child is going through, it's very cruel sometimes out there, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. I am glad I'm not growing up in this day and age. And my heart goes out to children. As you said, it's very hard growing up in these days.
Used to be you went out and you played, and then it got dark. You went inside, and everybody's friends in the neighborhood, and life was went along very nicely. And now it's a different world, and you're addressing that through the book, The Day I Carry the King, by bringing in young readers to share the story. Why did you call the monkey Jasper? Was that your idea, or was that in the inspirational dream as well?
Well, you're quite right. It wasn't my personal choice. And I really believe the Lord gave me that name. And it is used in the Bible. Actually, it was one of the precious jewels that God told Moses to have placed in the breastplate of Aaron the high priest. It was a jasper stone. And you can find that account in Exodus, I think it's chapter 28. It's quite fascinating because each jewel represented one of the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the 12 sons of Jacob, and of course his name was changed to Israel later. When the high priest went into the holy place wearing the stones in the breastplate, they were over his heart. So he was bringing the tribes to remembrance before the Lord. It's quite special. And jasper was the stone of the tribe of Benjamin, who was the youngest and the favorite son of Jacob and Rachel. So it holds a unique place in biblical history. The name's often associated with themes of favor and blessing, and the Hebrew meaning of that name is the son of the right hand, or what we would probably say today, the favorite son. Jasper's also mentioned in Revelation, and I think it's in chapter 21, around verse 19, because jasper is recorded as the foundation stone and the material for the walls of the New Jerusalem. It's quite special.
Well, if jasper wasn't just some random chosen name, then was it?
No.
There was a real meaning behind this, and is a meaning behind it. With parents maybe knowing that story and knowing more about the name jasper, it gives another layer that you can talk about as you're discussing this with the children. The book is The Day I Carried the King by Julie Venables, our guest on the program. Book available wherever books are sold. A link on our website. What is the message of the book? Why is it so important now? And maybe it's messages. Maybe it's plural that I should be saying. What's the main message, and why do you think it's really important today?
Well, I think the Lord was weaving, like you said, several messages into the story. One is as a counteract against all the social media and digital information that children are bombarded with. They seem to be almost entirely focused on the elements of the world systems and its values. And there's so much entertainment that vies for their attention. It's important that they have at least the chance to hear the truth about Jesus and the good news of his gospel. As we've already mentioned, many children come from broken homes, and others born out of wedlock and grow up in a one-parent environment, which is really no fault of their own. They can often feel unwanted, unloved, and at a disadvantage within their peer groups, you know, at school and different places they go. And they feel they're not part of the privilege, or we used to say the in crowd.
I
believe that the message in all the messages, as you said, in the story, is that there's someone who loves them unconditionally, wants to have a loving relationship with them, someone who has a plan for their life and who will never let them down.
The book is The Day I Carried the King. Julie Venables is the author and our guest on the program today. What do you think is the biggest takeaway from the book? Maybe some of the other themes as they appear in the book as well. But the takeaway, when it's finished, what do you hope the young child takes away?
Well, you know, our lives are preparation time. It's a season for learning so that we'll all be ready for the part we play in the bigger plan of our Heavenly Father. You know, we're all special to Jesus, and he knows who we are and what we struggle with. He wants us to know he's always there to help us, and that he'll never leave us nor forsake us or reject us. Probably the biggest takeaway is that his love is unconditional. It's not based on looks, performance, our background, but it's what Jesus will do through us when we are willing and obedient.
The book is available wherever books are sold. It's a great idea. Holidays coming up. It's a great gift for a child to read, for a child to read with you, and you discuss it, for it to be read to a child. Let's talk about the illustrations, because the book is beautifully illustrated as well. Talk about pulling that off, the illustrations and making them stand out but not overcome the very important words in the text.
Thank you. Again, it's the, you know, the gifts that put the Lord puts in us, and so I'm not going to take any glory for this, because it really is His book, and I'm just grateful that He used me in His plan.
Well, and He used you wisely. I think so often people get messages like that and get guidance, and they ignore it, or they think, well, that wasn't meant for me, and it's something only happening in my mind. You took the assignment. And you did it well, and the end result is The Day I Carried the King, book available wherever books are sold. Do you have like a favorite quote from the story that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, that's an easy one. It's when he said, when Jasper says, "Jesus knows my name." This, to me, is the most fundamental and enduring truth, that Jesus, our Heavenly Father, knows us personally. He knows our names. And the scripture in Luke says that He knows the number of hairs on our head. This should give us such a wonderful comfort that He loves and cares for each one of us as if we were His favorite son or daughter. Each one of us is very important to the Lord. And, you know, He draws us to Himself, calling us by name, offering restoration through forgiveness of sin and redemption through His blood. He wants to bring us back into a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father. Even when we feel abandoned by family and friends, He promises to never leave us nor forsake us. And Jesus' last words to His disciples, which includes us, were, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." That should give us such great comfort.
I'm just going to ask, how comforting is that to know, to have that relationship and to be able to carry that out through your work, through your art? What kind of feeling is that for you?
Well, it's very special, and it's very humbling too, because, you know, with the gifts that God puts in us, they are His, and as long as we use them for His glory and don't take any of that for ourselves, I think that He can use that and really reach people where they are.
You know, in looking at Jasper, he feels small, insignificant, and you've addressed that growing up, you sometimes feel like you're not part of the in crowd, yet he was led to believes now that he actually is unique. How important is that message that, okay, you may not think you're significant, but in perspective, you are unique, and He knows, God knows your name, Christ knows your name. How important is that message?
I think it's very important today, because people get lost in the crowd, as Jasper felt he did. He just, well, who was he? What did he have anything? He was mocked, and, you know, his peers came and said unkind things to him. And I really hope that this story will help every reader realize that our Heavenly Father loves every child, whatever age they are, and He has a plan for each one of us. And, you know, finding out what that is really the most exciting part of our life's journey, because it becomes an adventure in itself. He's put, you know, gifts and talents in each of us. And as we spend time with Him, seeking His presence, He will reveal them to us. He'll show us what they are, and He'll tell us how we are to use them in His plan. He'll guide us and which direction to take. He orders our steps so that we will fulfill all that He has planned for us, just like He did with Jasper. Jesus tells Jasper not to fear, and that's another thing. We're not to be fearful either, and especially some of the things we hear in the news today can make us very fearful. But there's a word in scripture in Jeremiah 29:11, and that says to us, it's true for each and every one, the thoughts and the plans that He has for us are for a hope and a future. Future plans of peace and well-being are not for disaster. Jasper shares that love and hope in his story, and that's really what I'm believing that the Lord will use this to reach children, as I said, of all ages.
Well, in addition to the book, The Day I Carried the King, he's using you, obviously, with the adventure, and you sound excited that this project came to you and you had the divine inspiration to do it. It sounds like life is still exciting for you, that you still, there are adventures out there that you're just sitting back and waiting for the right guidance.
That's exactly right. And I think the best thing is that when that walk of faith, you really don't know what's ahead. That you just have to kind of wait and see. But it's faith, knowing that God has a plan, and as long as we wait on Him, He will show us where to go, what we're supposed to do, and you know, it's all in His timing, and I'm grateful for that.
What do you think He will show you next? What, any other projects you've got coming up here? Such a wonderful job with this book. I would love to see you continue this.
Yeah, well, there are some ideas that have come to me. I'm just waiting on Him to put them together. You never know. God is amazing. I mean, He has things ahead of us that I never imagined I would ever write a book. So I encourage everybody, don't think anything's beyond what you can do. You know, with the Lord, everything is possible with Him. And as we just wait on Him, give Him time to speak to us, He wants that relationship with us, and it's up to us to honor that and to spend that time with Him. It's hard today. There's so much noise around everywhere.
Yes.
But to try and get to a quiet place before Him, and He will speak to our hearts.
We've got a couple of minutes left. I want to talk about your background. When did you start this journey? When did you realize there's something more important in the world than me, and open yourself up to receiving messages and guidance in developing this relationship? At what point did this happen to you in your growing up?
Well, it really all started when my father passed very early in life. I was only 25, and pretty much the world fell apart, and I was kind of faced with, you know, we're all going to die one day. And I had so many questions, and I cried out to the Lord. You know, I didn't really know how to be saved or anything like that, but I just said, I know there's an answer to life. I know somebody knows it, and I want to know. And a couple of years later, I had a phone call from a friend that told me that, you know, you needed to be born again by the Spirit of God, and that He would come into our lives and change us and help us. So I did just that, and as I say, I was about 27, and I gave my heart to the Lord right then, and I just turned away from the worldly life I was living, and I started to get answers, and He called me just to follow Him, give up my career and sell my home and literally just go on the road with Him. And He's taken me around different countries. I guess it's about 44 years now. So, yes, I'm getting up there in age.
What an amazing journey that you've been on. And you could write an autobiography, and that would be fascinating, what you've gone through.
Yeah, it would.
What you have gone through in your life, all of the different stops along the way on the journey. It's just, you know, in talking with you, there's a peacefulness there. Is that part of who you are now in your relationship?
Yes. Definitely, I would absolutely, definitely say that. It's the peace that passes all understanding that fills my heart and mind. My life is His. I belong to Him. And the more that we yield to Him, the more that peace, that fullness in shalom, that Hebrew understanding, nothing missing, nothing broken, comes into our lives. And you can't buy it. You can't put a price on it. But it's up to us to yield to Him, and the more we do, the more He will fill us up.
What is that like when you share that message with someone and you see a transformation as they accept your message and open up this all-new, very enjoyable life? that they're about to begin. What's it like for you to be the one that's spreading that message?
It's amazing. I mean, it's that joy of the Lord that comes in to see somebody else begin to understand and experience what you've experienced yourself. It's hard to put into words. It really is. But I think it's the best thing that I've ever known.
Well, it's amazing what you've done with your life and the reach out here with this book, The Day I Carried the King by Julie Venables. I said in the beginning, it's charming, it's touching, and it's important. It can be all three, and it is that. Here's an important book, an important conversation with your child. The book is available. Great time of year. Gift giving, a fantastic idea would be Julie's book, The Day I Carried the King. Julie Venables, that's V as in Victor, E-N-A-B-L-E-S. Book available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'd like to thank You Are Link Publishing, Print and Media for arranging our conversation today. You Are Link Print and Media, marketing platforms that are completely customizable to your needs. Information online at youarelinkpublishing.com. Julie, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. What an excellent job you've done with this book, and this will shape the lives of many young people, probably many that you will never know about because they read your book and you don't know they've read your book and you've changed their lives. And it's really something to be quite proud of. And thank you for sharing the story with us on the program.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Julie Venables, V-A-N-A-B-L-E-S. Again, if you're traveling and can't write all that down, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. All the information there, and you can link on to Julie's Amazon page and get information on the book. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.